What's good, fam? Welcome to another episode of Stirring the Pot Podcast. This is your host, DDA, aka 509 Reasons. It's good to be back with you. So things have been interesting in the United States of America. I mean, what better time to be another ghetto time in history than now? So as you all know, it is September 2024, and we are in the heat of the election season right now. We are in the middle of a fight between former President Donald J. Trump, gotta say his defendant name, and the current Vice President Kamala Harris. They actually had a debate last night. It was an interesting watch, to say the least. And it's like, damn, bro, like, this country has like over 250 million people. If I don't know, I might be actually off by some, but out of all these people, these are the people that we chose to be the front runners to be president of the United States of America. Come on, bro. I mean, we already had this other guy before, and then, you know, I don't know, for somehow, some way, this billionaire finds a way to touch the hearts of all the quote-unquote impoverished people in America, and of course the rich cronies, which that I most definitely 100% understand. He gets in power, he gets to enrich his friends of his, you know what I'm saying, get them some tax breaks and things of that sort. I get that. It's the brokies. I'm sorry, fellow Americans, let me be a little bit more respectful. The hillbillies and them and such find a way to relate to him. But then again, I understand. It's the dog whistles. They can relate to his racism. Hey, say what you will. If you don't like what I got to say, man, you already know what it is. Press stop, eject, get up out of here. Because I don't see anything about him trying to unite America in any type of way or fashion. So I've always had an issue with Buddy. You know what I'm saying? It's as simple as that. Man being racist from jump. All these years. Central Park 5. The disparaging things he says about Americans. I mean, Mexicans. Haitians. You know. Muslims. Come on. And it's on record. The things he's done. The things he said. I don't understand how people can find a way to always get behind him. Say it's just politics. Well, if it's just politics, how do you find a way to see that this is someone that should be representing you? Especially if he's against your own self-interest, against your safety. But hey, you know what? To each their own, right? I know that's not really the person I want, you know, to represent me in any type of way. And then on the other side, you have Vice President Kamala Harris, who's running against him on the Democratic ticket. I don't know, she definitely seems like the better option to me at this particular time. Anyways, they had a debate last night, and like I said, it was pretty interesting. It's just like, so going into this debate, there was a little thing going on. Like, here's the thing that I'm trying to hear when it comes to a debate. When you're trying to run for the top job, the top office in the United States, you're supposed to be kind of steering the ship of how the country is ran. I definitely want to hear serious stuff. I want to hear policy. What are your plans? What are your plans to improve the country? What are your plans to unite the people? What are your plans to keep us safe? What are your plans to, you know, put us in the path of prosperity? And at the same time, I do understand that in order for the president to make certain things happen, they do have to work in conjunction with the other branches of government, which is the judicial branch. But more importantly, in most cases, the legislative branch. The legislative branch, that is the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House, of Representatives. They're the ones that make the laws. Those are the ones that, you know, they're the ones that control the financial purse of the United States. And then once they pass these particular laws, the president gets to either sign it into law, or they could also, the president could also veto. If you want more information on that, I suggest you do the research. The same way I know is the same way you should know. You live in this country, you don't like governments, so be it. But in some fashion or form, you still have to deal with politics or government. There is no end, ifs, or but about that. So I don't see why you should not know a little bit about government on politics or whatnot. Either way, going into this, it's just like, damn, these are the two best people that we could figure out to be the front runners. I don't know. But either way, I'm definitely all for Kamala Harris on this particular ticket, because what is the other option? Donald Trump? Come on, man. That's not it for me, bro. I didn't hear much as far as like actual plans to improve the country. There's certain things that Kamala said, and there's nothing I heard from Donald J. Trump. And then going into the politics, into the debate, Kamala threw that boy off. And there's something about Donald J. Trump, man, dog. Something about his ego is just like, dog, once you trigger him, he's on his rockers, my guy. It seemed like Donald Trump was about to, you know, put that KO move on him like he did to Joe Biden early in the season and whatnot. And then Kamala said something about the crowd sizes and how people leave his rallies because they're tired and confused about the stuff he says, which, you know, is actually true. She threw him off his game. Your boy started wilding out. And then for some reason, us Haitians started taking strays on the biggest stage. So, to give a little context, his vice president pick, J.D. Vance, was going around the country saying that, J.D. Vance is a senator that's in from Ohio, by the way. He said that in Springfield, Ohio, that Haitian migrants are coming into Springfield eating up dogs and cats. If you know Haitians, we don't even like dogs and cats. There's a certain few that actually has animals, but we don't rock with them shits. So if we don't, where you even come up with the idea that Haitians is doing this mess, bro? Listen here, man. Leave us out of there. We didn't ask for this shit, man. We got some stuff going on that we're trying to figure out in Haiti right now. We don't have time to be catching these type of strays in front of everybody and trying to make us look bad. First off, you already know, if you want some good ass Asian food, our palate is too deep for us to even give a damn about looking no way about no dogs and cats. That shit don't even make no sense. Come on, come and get this guyo. Come get this militon, this legume. Come on, this dude at Soul Spa. And if you don't know what that is, man, go ahead and do that research. Get you a friend. Have them bring you to a Haitian restaurant. Get you something on that menu. It'll change your life. Promise. It will change your life. But anyways, like I said, we done caught strays on the national stage. And here's what Donald Trump decided to say. This shit that ain't true, by the way.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs. The people that came in, they're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country.
Nasty work, I tell you. Nasty work. I don't know how we caught this random stray all the way in Springfield, Ohio. But all you need to know is we don't even like dogs and cats in our houses like that. Our parents be like, you know, when you're a kid, be like, yo, mommy, can I get a dog? No. So I feel like I'm betting I'm not. Are you going to walk the dog? You're going to clean the poop when the dog making them? You know what I'm saying? This is the type of stuff that Haitian parents is telling us as kids. And you think we going to eat dogs? And hey, yo, I'm going to judge, kid. You're wildin', B. We don't rock with that stuff. So these are the stuff that's going on in this little debate, man. And then, you know, got this little back and forth. They're getting to the point where they're, you know, not actually answering the questions from the moderators. They're actually just, like, pretty much tit for tat responding to each other's, you know, accusations at each other. But, you know, if there's one thing I just wish that, like, the moderators actually did a great job last night. They asked a great question. They did some good rebuttals to both candidates, mostly to Trump, because Trump just be lying that much. I just wish there would be like a live fact check on the side of the screen. So that way, that would keep them a little bit more honest. So that way, people could actually go off facts rather than, you know, the spins that politicians do. Politicians are very tricky people. You know what I'm saying? So some of them might have good intentions of mine, and some are just like, they're just spinsters. They got a good game. I feel like if we were to do some fact checking live on site, they would be a little bit more honest. They would be a little bit more on their game and make them a little bit more authentic, if that's even a thing in real life, right? But like I said, in some sort of fashion, we'd still have to deal with government. We still have to deal with politics. So that's what it was. But at the end of the day, Kamala did her job. She actually got that man so flustered, he really couldn't talk about no real policy. He just, you know, basically went on a crazy lying spree and spazzing out. And the thing about Donald Trump too, which I'm not too crazy about, everybody's saying that Trump is such a, you know, straightforward guy. He might be a little crazy, but, you know, he's a real man and this and that. That man, pussy for real. That man's been talking crazy about, you know, Kamala Harris all on these different places. And then when he finally gets to Kamala on the same stage with her, this man does not give that lady eye contact whatsoever. He's been disrespecting her name, talking about, I didn't know she was black, she just became black and this and like that. All that dissing you've been doing, the lady's right in front of you. This dude is like 6'4 in real life. Don't know how tall Kamala is, but I'm pretty sure she's not even 6 feet, bro. She may not even be 5'5. Donald Trump been dissing this lady for the longest. And now you get on the stage with her, you can't even give that lady eye contact. Hey, man, if you're going to try the lady, man, say it to her face. Now, she was real soft to me, man. That's a little coward shit, bro. All this talk about this man is such a real strong man or whatever. That man was really a 6'4 putty cat. Scared of a lady that, you know what I'm saying? That small in stature. It's a damn shame, bro. All this talk about you know what I'm saying? I'm the best guy for the job, and you can't even stand up to a lady, though. No disrespect, but you have to understand where I'm coming from. The buddy's 6'4. Can't even look at the lady. All that shit you've been talking about the whole time, now the lady's in your face, you can't even do it. Let's also remember that Kamala used to be a prosecutor, right? I'm pretty sure she had to look killers in the face when she had to, you know, try to put them in jail and stuff like that. She looked the man in the eye. Every little response that she had for the man, she looked the man dead in the face. You know what I'm saying? At least that she showed me some of that, at least. She didn't show that she was intimidated. She shows like she's been here before. Like she's trying to, you know, like she's prepped and ready for the job. With that being said, you know, we'll see what happens, because it's still a tight race. We still have plenty of undecided voters. At this point, everybody's there in their own corners, whether you're voting for Donald J. Trump just simply for the fact that you're a Republican. And then there's some people that's on Kamala's side just simply for the fact that she's Democrat. And then you also have those who will not vote for Donald Trump because they know he's just a menace. You know? So it's all coming down to the middle line, to those undecided voters. Those are the ones who are going to determine the tipping scale on this election. Super pivotal. So we'll see what they pull out in the coming weeks as far as like finding a way to convince those middle voters to come to their side. So after the debates, you know, everybody's having their little, you know, their little victory tour saying that they won and whatnot. They just decided to get to your boy, J.D. Vance, the originator of the lies about animals. This is what he had to say last night. Another putty cat.
Senator Vance, what do you say to Haitian Americans and Haitian immigrants who say spreading false claims about them put their lives at risk?
Well, I don't think that No one has spread false claims. What they've said is that a small migrant community, 20,000, so it's big for the city of Springfield, but it's small compared to all Haitians in the United States of America, that small migrant community has caused a lot of problems. It's led to higher rates of communicable diseases. That's a verifiable fact. It's led to animals disappearing. Many of my constituents have said that has been happening. It's led to higher home prices. That is a verifiable fact. So this influx has led to a lot of poverty.
But you said that immigrants have eaten animals, and city officials have said that that's not true.
City officials have said that's not true. That's not actually accurate.
Okay, that's enough of that bullshit, my friends. So, the reporter, Yamish, I'm sorry, I forgot her last name, but Yamish, she asked a question to the man. The man answers in his little bullshit spin, whatever. And then she says it's not true based on what the city officials from Springfield have said. And then Buddy says that it's not accurate. My God, bro. The lies is insane, bro. I don't know, man. These lies are just a little bit too much for me to comprehend. Like, for people to lie like that after being checked, it don't even make sense. If they gonna lie like this, everybody lies. Okay, I get it. You got little lies and then you got big lies. But someone lied like this, it don't make no sense, man. Nah, bro. Nah, it's a little bit too much for me, man. But that whole ticket right there, that whole side, can't rock with it, bro. I can't rock with it. You know? Like I said, I know people don't like politics, but a decision is going to be made whether you want to take part in it or whatnot. The choice is yours. Whoever you're going for, just go ahead and please make the right decision. Don't let Instagram fool you. Please do your own research. Don't let Instagram fool you. Don't let TikTok and Facebook fool you. Don't get yourself into no stupid little arguments on the internet. What are we doing? That ain't doing nothing for nobody. You're not going to really change nobody's, you know, decisions or whatnot. A lot of people are just pretty much made up at this point. All you can do is make the best decision for yourself, for you, your family, your legacy, your future, and go from there. Hopefully the choice is made that won't have us, you know, falling off a cliff in the next 2 years or whatnot, man. Just like I said, do your own research. Whoever has the values that represent you the best, make the decision that way. Really listen to what people say. Really look at what they do. Do the research, see what they've said before. Do the research on what they've actually done before. Because that matters a lot. Have they tried to do things that is, you know, for the good of the people, or have they acted in ways that is solely to benefit themselves and their families? Really important stuff, man. Really important. But anyways, I'm out this joint, man. You can find me on Instagram at sternapottalks. You can find me on facebook.com/stptalks. And how do you feel about things? You know what I'm saying? You know, hit the line, man. Hit the comments. Let me know what you think. And peace, and as always.